Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple's fiscal second quarter earnings slightly beat analyst expectations, but showed overall revenue down 4%, with iPhone sales falling 10%. Apple also announced its board approved $110 billion in share repurchases, the largest in company history. That's a 22% increase over last year's $90 billion authorization and the largest buyback in history, according to data from Barayini Associates. Apple told CNBC that overall sales would grow in the low single digits during the current quarter, but also said on its earnings call that it expects double-digit year-over-year percentage growth in iPad sales. Apple Services division also forecast to continue growing at about the current high rate it's achieved during the past two quarters. Overall, Apple recorded net income of $23.64 billion, or $1.53 per share, down 2% from $22.16 billion, or $1.52 per share, in the year earlier period. Also, during Apple's earnings call, CEO Tim Cook also said 50 of Fortune 100 companies have purchased Apple Vision Pro units. Later in the call, CFO Luca Maestri said that some of the enterprise uses for Apple Vision Pro include aircraft engine design at KLM Airlines, team collaboration at Porsche, and kitchen design at Lowe's. Cook also said, quote, "People are using it for many different things in enterprise, and that varies from field service to training to healthcare-related things like preparing for a doctor for pre-op surgery or advanced imaging control centers, and so it's an enormous number of different verticals." Is a ChatGPT-powered web search product actually happening? All signs point to maybe. Reddit user Halfstar spotted SSL certificates created for the domain search.chatgpt.com. And Reddit Authority also noticed in a post on X by user non-Mayor Pete that read search.chatgpt.com May 9th, hinting at a potential release date. As of this recording, that subdomain displays a cryptic not found message instead of an actual 404 or domain error, further lending to whispers that ChatGPT may indeed have a Google search competitor set for release as early as next week. The Federal Communications Commission wants more funding to help internet service providers replace equipment made by Huawei and ZTE. In a letter to Congress, FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel says she needs $4.98 billion, but has only gotten $1.9 billion to reimburse providers. Huawei and ZTE were both deemed national security risks back in 2020, at which time the president signed a law forcing telecom providers to rip and replace the equipment from their networks. Rosenworcel says that nearly 40% of providers in the program can't afford to replace their equipment without additional money, and that several companies may have to shut down if they don't receive additional funding to replace equipment, which could potentially leave some areas without service. X, formerly Twitter, is changing how blocks work on its platform. Until now, as a user, I could block somebody and still reply to their posts. That blocked person wouldn't be able to view my reply or know that I was the person who had blocked them and was still engaging with their posts. Now users will be able to see replies even if the replier has blocked them. In a post from X's engineering team, the company said the change is, quote, part of our ongoing commitment to aligning the block feature with our principles as a public town square. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted Apple's atrial fibrillation history feature to be the first digital health technology to join the Medical Device Development Tools, or MDDT, program. Atrial fibrillation, also known as AFib, is an indicator of heart disease. The MDDT program means that the Apple Watch can be used in clinical studies that need data based on how much time the wearer spends in AFib. The U.S. Cyber Safety Review Board recently concluded that Microsoft's security culture is inadequate and requires an overhaul. This is specifically related to security principles and goals that are tied to compensation packages for Microsoft's senior leadership team. Back in November, Microsoft announced a Secure Future Initiative, SFI, after attacks related to the company allowed Chinese hackers to breach U.S. government email accounts, after which point Russian hackers also breached Microsoft's defenses to spy on the email accounts of some members of Microsoft's senior leadership team, with source code also stolen. EVP for security at Microsoft, Charlie Bell, said in a blog post today, quote, "We are making security our top priority at Microsoft, above all else, over all other features. We will instill accountability by basing part of the compensation of the company's senior leadership team on our progress in meeting our security plans and milestones." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all of these headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.